Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on FMC Corporation, a leading global agricultural sciences company providing innovative solutions for crop protection, plant health, and pest management. FMC products help farmers improve crop yield and quality, making it a key player in the agricultural industry. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the agricultural sector. Let's dive in.
FMC Corporation has established itself as a significant player in the agricultural sciences field, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk aversion and confirmation bias influence their decision-making, particularly in product development and market expansion strategies?
Risk aversion is a critical factor in FMC decision-making, particularly in product development and market expansion strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial and operational risks, such as focusing on enhancing existing products and expanding in markets where they already have a strong presence, rather than venturing into new high-risk areas like developing entirely new types of crop protection solutions or entering emerging markets with higher uncertainties. While this approach helps ensure consistent revenue streams and financial stability, it may also limit FMC's ability to capitalize on breakthrough innovations or rapidly growing markets in the agricultural sector. Confirmation bias is another important consideration, where FMC might focus on data and feedback that supports their existing product lines and market strategies, potentially overlooking signals that suggest the need for significant change or innovation.
This focus on maintaining established products and leveraging successful strategies has helped FMC build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and reduced volatility in the agricultural sector.
Exactly. FMC emphasis on stability and reinforcing their core strengths has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the agricultural sciences industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as the agricultural landscape continues to evolve with advances in technology and changing regulatory environments.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at FMC Corporation. As a global agricultural sciences company with a diverse customer base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for FMC, given their role in providing agricultural solutions to farmers and businesses around the world. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for understanding and addressing the diverse needs of their global customers. A diverse workforce within FMC can help the company better understand the unique challenges and opportunities in different agricultural markets, leading to more effective and inclusive product offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like agriculture, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, FMC not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible agricultural practices. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, FMC operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving agricultural market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
FMC's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the agricultural sciences sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new products and expanding into new markets. Risk aversion might make FMC more inclined to focus on improving their existing product lines, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation, precision agriculture, and the demand for sustainable farming practices. Confirmation bias might drive them to prioritize products and markets where they have traditionally been successful, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in emerging agricultural technologies and practices.
This adaptability is key for FMC, especially as they face competition from both traditional agricultural companies and newer, more innovative agri-tech firms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining product reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. FMC's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established products and markets, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing agricultural practices.
Now, let's compare FMC Corporation to other companies in the agricultural sector like Corteva, Bayer Crop Science, and Syngenta. How do FMC behavioral finance dynamics differ?
FMC dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the agricultural sector, such as Corteva, Bayer Crop Science, and Syngenta, particularly in their approach to product development, market expansion, and market adaptation. FMC's emphasis on providing a diverse range of crop protection and plant health products appeals to investors looking for consistency in agricultural solutions. Corteva, known for its strong focus on seeds and digital agriculture, appeals to those interested in growth through innovative agricultural technologies. Bayer Crop Science, with its extensive portfolio of agricultural products and global reach, offers a more diversified approach to agriculture, while Syngenta's emphasis on sustainability and environmental stewardship positions it as a leader in sustainable farming practices. FMC's focus on balancing product diversity with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving industry.
And unlike Bayer Crop Science or Syngenta, which have a broader focus on seeds and environmental sustainability, FMC's strength lies in its ability to maintain a strong position in crop protection and plant health products, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For FMC, the focus on crop protection and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the agricultural sciences sector.
To sum up, FMC Corporation's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.